Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming. Yeah, I kissed you then, and then once again.
Good evening, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels from the RBN Network. I'd like to remind you that for questions, you can call in 800-313-9443, and you can join our chat room, healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com, and join the lively discussion. Tonight's topic is, who is in that white coat anyway? Turns out that it's actually pretty important to know that. What is that person thinking? Are they happy? Are they sad? Do they use unproven alternative therapies? What ailments do they have? Have they healed themselves? Are they qualified to heal you? So tonight, I'm going to take you behind the scenes and answer these questions. Doctors are constantly being surveyed, and doctors being obedient to authority actually complete the surveys. And so what I'm going to do is share with you tonight the results of a survey where several thousand, a few tens of thousands of doctors were surveyed to find out what their leanings were and to answer these particular questions. So what we're going to do is go through the survey. I'm going to tell you the doctor's answers, and I'm going to interpret for you what these answers mean in terms of your medical care. Okay, so first of all, I want to tell you, though, why it's important for you to have this information. Doctors have a lot of what's called political power. This is power invested in the doctors by the United States government and backed up by police power. Doctors can declare you fit or unfit for a particular job. Employers will often require a physical or drug test as a way to disqualify applicants without breaking discrimination laws or breaking laws that prohibit them from asking certain questions. And I myself was actually used for this particular purpose. When I was practicing medicine, a local washing machine manufacturer hired me to do all their pre-employment physicals. And so this way, this was like, you know, hands off, they had nothing to do with it. I simply examined the person and gave them a determination as to whether the person was fit to work in their plant. Now, before they did this, before they hired me, they gave me a tour of their plant, showed me all the machines the persons had to work with, and I even got to see some of the guys manufacturing and working. And I saw that this factory was very, very dangerous, and I walked very closely behind my guide, not going even half a step left or right. That's just how hazardous the plant was. And there were people working with all kinds of, I thought, dangerous and precise things. So then he says, okay, here's this form I want you to fill out. And I just took a few boxes. He said, anything else you want to do? And so a patient came to me. I'm not a patient, but a pre-employment person came and sent to me and to fill out this form. But I had the job applicant fill out my form first, which asked how much and how often do you drink? This is a question the employer is not allowed to ask. But I, the doctor, could ask that. So I did. And so, of course, this person drank a case a day of beer. Well, I didn't even need to examine this person. I realized that he was simply not fit to work in that environment. And so I told him, do not hire this person. This person is not fit to work there. Unfortunately, this applicant had a relative who was very influential in that company. He did get hired, and within 2 weeks, he was disabled due to a severe work accident, and the company had to pay out tens of thousands, if not $100,000, on his behalf. And they actually conducted an investigation. Dr. Daniels, how did you know? How did you know that this person was unfit to work here? So, of course, I knew because I asked a question that the government did not, would not permit the employer to ask. And so doctors have a lot of power. And when you end up in a doctor's office with a form to be completed, do not underestimate the, I guess the word is duplicity, and behind the scene machinations and negotiations going on that you're totally unaware of. So it's very important for you to be aware of what's going on, at least with the doctor in his mind. And if you have a form to complete, which doctor should you pick to complete the form? So you may need to get the exam. You may need to see a doctor, but you can pick your doctor. And it does make a huge difference, often which doctor you pick in order to get the results that you want. And I would also say, if you have a form for a doctor to complete, make some copies of that form. If the doctor gives you an answer that you don't like, then take the form to another doctor to get the answer that you want. Believe it or not, this is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, and it's just not a big deal. And so, as I said, doctors can grant special permits and exceptions to patients that they are sympathetic to. So, for example, you may need to have an eye exam by a private doctor in order to keep your license after a certain age. Obviously, you want to pick a sympathetic doctor. So we're going to talk about how to find that kind of doctor and which doctors, given their inclinations, might be more likely to be sympathetic to you. So, as I said, this is why it matters who's in the white coat. And you need to know so you can get the best possible outcome. Also, when it comes to administering the deadly standard of care, the doctor can spare a small number of patients. Not a lot, but he can spare a few because his stats are watched. If he doesn't have enough hospitalizations, then, you know, he gets disciplined. So he can't spare everybody, but he can spare a few. So similarly, the doctor can decide who to spare. It's kind of like a teacher awarding A's. You can only give out a few, but she can pick which one she gives those to. So let's get started. Let's take a look. Okay, so what questions did they ask these doctors? The first question they asked the doctor was a lifestyle report. And which physicians are the most overweight? It turns out that out of about 20 specialties, family doctors are the second most overweight physicians. Yes. Only general surgeons are fatter than family practice doctors. Obviously, if you want to lose weight, you don't want to go see a family practice doctor. Very, very interesting. So who is the most slender doctors? Dermatologists, and even dermatologists. 25% of them are overweight, whereas with family practice doctors, it's pretty close to 50%. And so if you're overweight and you want to lose weight, definitely don't want to go see a family practice doctor. More to the point, find a doctor who's pretty skinny. And what else did they ask these doctors? They asked these doctors, well, they checked to see who's overweight. is it male doctors? Is it female doctors? It turns out that male doctors are slightly more overweight than female doctors. So you like to go see a slender female doctor. And again, family practice doctors are the heaviest. What does this mean? It suggests that family practice doctors, in terms of their background or attitudes towards nutrition, are more likely to have views that result in obesity. So you definitely don't want to see one of those.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and this is Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network, and I invite you to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be taking questions at the top of the hour, and I also invite you to check into the chat room, healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. All right, so what else do they ask these doctors? Now, there's a lot of dispute as to which diet is the healthiest, which diet is going to help you lose weight, which one will not. Well, I think that we indirectly have the answer based on this doctor survey. So let's take a look. So they asked these family practice doctors. This is a 2014 report based on 2013 data. So it's pretty recent stuff. And they said, well, what diet do you eat? And they correlated that with whether or not the doctor was normal weight or the doctor was overweight or obese. I'd like to say fewer than 1% of doctors are underweight, so that really is not a realistic category. So, overweight or obese. So, first diet they looked at was typical American diet. If the doctor ate a typical American diet, he was twice as likely to be overweight as a doctor who did not eat that diet. So, in other words, another way to put it is the frequency of obesity in doctors eating a typical American diet was very high. So the folks eating the diet, I guess you could, if you look at this, 40% who ate a typical American diet were obese, and only 20% were normal weight. So what about the American Heart Association diet? Well, if they ate the American Heart Association diet, that was a good one for weight loss. That made them twice as likely to be normal weight. And what about the Mediterranean diet? Now, the Mediterranean diet is in dispute in terms of what is it. But whatever it may be, if you're eating something that you're referring to as a Mediterranean diet, you're more likely to be normal weight than to be obese, quite a bit more. And what about the weight loss calorie reduction diet? If you're on a weight loss calorie restriction diet, you're actually twice as likely to be overweight as someone who's not eating that diet. Or more to the point, most people who are on a weight loss diet are overweight. Now, one way to look at it is, well, the reason they're on it is because they're overweight. Another way to look at it is, well, they're overweight because they're on it. But either way, if you want to be normal weight, the calorie restriction weight loss diet is not the way to go. Then there's the paleo diet. But the paleo diet is pretty close to a horse race. It's, you're just as likely to be underweight as overweight. If you're on any kind of weight loss diet, you're twice as likely to be overweight as normal weight. If you eat meals on the go, you're twice as likely to be overweight as normal weight. And if you're a vegetarian, this is interesting, if you're a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, you're twice as likely to be normal weight. So the lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet does seem to result definitely in weight loss here. Gluten-free diet, definitely predominance of normal weight people. The vegan diet and the Amish-style diet. This is very interesting. So while they tell the public that, well, we don't know, we're not really sure what causes weight gain, we don't really know if one diet is any more valid than another diet, we have here some really interesting empirical data just based on doctors and what doctors do and what they eat. So this is very, very interesting. And people who... or when doctors advise you on weight loss, they usually tell you to eat the same thing in the same way that they eat. So you might want to ask your doctor, well, which diet do you follow? And he says, well, I follow standard American diet. Even though the diet the doctor may be normal weight, the advice he's going to give you is going to make you twice as likely to be overweight and certainly unlikely to result in weight loss. So that's an important question to ask your doctor. If you are interested in weight loss, is asking what diet he follows. And so if he follows a diet that is associated with weight gain, even though he himself is of normal weight, then the advice he's likely to give you is going to result in, for you, in weight gain. So you definitely don't want to follow that one. Now, the other thing they ask physicians is how often they eat out. This is very interesting. Now, as many of you know, I work with people and I help them overcome health issues, of course, very naturally. Lately, I have been absolutely stunned at how much progress people are able to make just by quitting their restaurant use. this was totally blown me away. So here they've asked me, how often do family doctors eat out? And family doctors who eat out rarely, like less than once a month, tend to be normal weight. Doctors who eat out sometimes, like twice a month, still predominance of normal weight individuals. But doctors who eat off at all as seldom as once a week are more likely to be overweight and obese. Frequently, like daily, they tend to be overweight or obese. This is absolutely shocking. There is no doubt in my mind, and these results, by the way, definitely correlate with what I've observed with the people I work with, which is that the more often a person eats out, the sicker they are. And this is something we doctors are never told to mention to our patients. Oh, we tell them to eat at this restaurant or that restaurant or do it this way or do it that way. But it turns out that there is something inherently unhealthy slash fattening about eating at restaurants. And so what this survey says is that Americans tend to eat 46% of their food dollars they spend on eating out. This is amazing. And people are eating out more frequently. It's associated with obesity, a higher body fat. And so this is definitely a bad idea. Now, they took this a bit further, even to look at which restaurants these overweight and underweight doctors were eating at. This is very, very interesting. So now we not only know how often doctors eat out, let's find out where they eat out. So where do these doctors eat? So if you're eating at a cafeteria, read hospital cafeteria, then they tend to be overweight or obese. This is interesting to note because the food served in the doctor cafeteria is of much better quality than what ends up on patient trays. And so here we have a hospital, its own cafeteria that its doctors are eating at, because most doctors at the hospital cafeteria, they get to eat free or they get a reduced rate on their meals, one of the two. And so eating at the hospital cafeteria makes you more likely to be overweight. The only thing that makes you even fatter than that, apparently, is fast food. So if you eat fast food, you're more likely to be, the doctors are more likely to be overweight. And again, we're human too, so we're imagining the same effect might happen with us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
important as the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. I don't want to stay.
Hi, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels from the RBN Network. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we have a lively chat room going, which is healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Okay, so let's find out more about these doctors and where they're eating out at. So, institutional cafeteria, that would be the hospital cafeteria, you will get fat. Fast food, you will get fat. And mid-level chains, so mid-level restaurant chains, if you're eating at a restaurant chain, you're more likely to be overweight or obese. But if you're eating at a mid-level local restaurant, read diner, you're equally likely to be overweight and underweight, so it's 50-50. But if you eat at high-end fine dining, that is the only eating out that generally results in underweight, predominance of underweight or normal weight people. This is very interesting. So it's not clear from just a survey alone whether this trend or this association is because the food at high-end fine dining restaurants is better or because it's so expensive that if that's where you're going to eat, you only eat there once a month or every 2 months or twice a year. Well, I lived in upstate New York. And that might help answer the question. When I was in upstate New York, I was very into organic foods and meeting the organic farmer and buying everything locally from the organic farmers. And so there's this one organic farmer who just had just the best vegetables. And so I drove all the way out to his farm, which is about a 2.5 hour drive. So I drove out there and he said, Dr. Daniels, I don't have any vegetables. I'm totally sold out. I said, sold out? How can you be sold out? It's the beginning of the season. I mean, aren't you harvesting? Well, yes, we do have, we are harvesting. Harvesting is ongoing, but all the restaurants downstate in New York City, they buy everything I grow. Everything. These high-end restaurants buy everything I have, and they pay me higher than the retail prices I can get from you guys locally. I said, oh, my goodness. And so here's a case of right here in the United States where you have plenty of food, plenty of farmland grown in a less affluent area, we'll call it upstate New York, and all of the crops are being purchased by people who live far away. And so we have the organic farmer who wants the local people to patronize him when he has produce, but he will sell them to the highest bidder, leaving nothing for the local people. So that's interesting that what we see going on overseas in other countries is happening in the United States on a kind of a microcosm type level. So you can have plenty of, you can be surrounded by farmland, farming organic fruits and vegetables, yet those organic fruits and vegetables would not even be available, A, in your store, B, at your farmer's market, or even C, from the farmer himself, because they've been sold to a wealthier community, in my case, 5 hours down the road. Very, very interesting. And so the other observation I have is when I have gone to very ultra-high-end restaurants, it's most ultra-high-end restaurants. Ultra-high-end restaurants would be like $50 or more for dinner per person, and I would say $25 or more per one person for lunch. That's a lot of money. But those restaurants tend to have very high-quality vegetables. You can taste them. You can taste that they're chemical-free. And so doctors who eat at these expensive places tend not to be overweight, which is very, very interesting. And if you're on a budget, you know, you're not ready to pay $50 per person for dinner, then eat at your local diner. At least at your local diner, your chances of being normal weight will be even steven. Now, they asked these doctors a few more revealing questions. Which family doctors take supplements? Aha. Now we get to the meat of the matter here. We're very interested in natural healing because we know that modern medicine is killing over 800,000 people every year and climbing. And so many people would like to avoid this. And so what do? They resort to alternative methods, of course. Now, doctors call these things, taking supplements is part of it. And, of course, in medical school, we are told to advise against this because it just makes expensive urine. Now, recently, they have told doctors to please advise patients that a multivitamin might be okay. So, people who are 45, doctors who are 45 and under, 53% take supplements. Doctors who are 46 and older, 63% take supplements. The doctor is a woman. Doctors, 63% of those take supplements. Just male doctors, regardless of age, again, 53%. So what does this tell you? This tells you that if you're going to use alternative methods, chances are you're going to get a more sympathetic ear, or at least a acquiescence from either a doctor over the age of 46 or a female doctor. If the person is younger or a male, or younger and male, you can just save your breath. Now, this gets even more curious as we move into other areas that they ask. Oh, they ask which supplements these doctors are taking. Very interesting. So the doctor supplement practices pretty much parallel what doctors are told. So vitamin D, men and women mostly take these supplements, and doctors are told that vitamin D is deficient and that people should take vitamin D and they should get that tested. The doctors also take multivitamins. Women, again, far outnumber men in doing this. Women, it's about 35%. Men are at 30% for the vitamin D. Women are at 30%, and the women are at 40-something percent. And then the women, of course, are taking calcium, the men are not. Omega-3 fatty acids, male and female doctors are pretty close on that one, about 25%. Vitamin B complex or individual B vitamins, women are taking that more so, about 15% of the female doctors are taking that. Now, what this doesn't show is that some people are taking maybe one vitamin and not another. It's just someone taking maybe two or three. So if you scramble all these together, you get about a 63% usage level. Now, what about antioxidants? Antioxidants, it's pretty much even, Steven, at 18% with men and women. Probiotics, interesting. 8% of male doctors take probiotics, and only 15% of female doctors take probiotics. So probiotics among doctors is not really catching on. So chances are, if you mention probiotics to your doctor, they'll, you know, kind of glaze over. So enzyme Q10, pretty low usage, 8% among male doctors, 10% among female doctors. Glucosamine, chondroitin, or both, ranks around 5% for both. Energy supplements or drinks, thankfully only 3%. And DHEA use is low but measurable. Chromium is low but measurable, around 2%. Ginkgo, same thing, around 2%. Ginseng, same thing. And sal palmetto, as you might guess, only the men are taking that, even though they are trying to market it to women. So physicians actually do use supplements. That's absolutely fascinating. Now, let me see if they give us a comparison to the population at large. No, they don't give us a comparison among patients. So vitamin use per se is very high among doctors. So more than half of all doctors, regardless of gender, are going to be taking vitamins. But women more so. Now, here's a shocker. Which family physicians use complementary or alternative treatments? Now, let's just think through this. You have a doctor who's trained at least 11 years in a highly specialized area. So 11 years just gets your family practice designation. Specialize any further, you've done even more training. And so this person has been trained, so they've been told, in the most effective and the most powerful healing modality on the earth. Why on earth would they resort to alternative therapies? Find out when we come back.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Give such delight.
With Dr. Daniels on RBN Network. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I'll start answering questions at the top of the hour here. So definitely call in, and of course there's our chat room at healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Okay, so this is very interesting to take a look at this alternative use by physicians. And so, these people have been trained in a superior healing modality. This is so they've been told. And so the only reason to use something else is this superior healing modality has failed. So the number or percent of doctors using alternative therapies is an indirect measure of how many doctors have personally experienced failure when using the modalities they were trained to use, or have observed persistent failure in these modalities in their patients and therefore decide that for themselves they would do something else. So let's see what else there. Let's just see how bad this is. How many of these doctors are using alternative therapies? Well, female doctors, it's 62%. So 62% of female doctors are using complementary or alternative medicine? And what about age? The younger doctors, 53%, are using alternative therapies. This is very telling, very, very telling. Doctors are instructed to tell patients not to use alternative therapies. They're unproven. Don't do it. And themselves are using them in very, very large numbers. And so what they're saying is, let's see what they tell the doctors, this survey. So in fact, before we really understood the basis of disease and were able to direct treatments towards them, despite such limited evidence, 38% of adults in the United States are using some form of alternative medicine. 38% of adults. But wait, 50 to 73% of doctors are using these unproven therapies. Could it be the proven therapies are even less effective? So this is very, very interesting. The doctors themselves have experienced such bad results with their own therapies and are resulting to alternative therapies while warning patients to do otherwise. We have Susan who's been on the line for a while, so we're going to say hello to Susan. Susan in New Jersey, how are you?
Good. And to Jennifer, I thank you. It's a wonderful show. I enjoyed listening to you. And you give me courage to keep on doing what I'm doing. And my question to you this evening is I would like your opinion on diatomaceous earth and or silica and also only using distilled water. It seems to be working for us. I haven't seen a doctor in 7 years. My animals, I have cats, dogs, chickens. I do my organic eggs. And I'd like your opinion on this. My dog, I have a 15-year-old Bichon and a 13-year-old Bichon, and they jump around like puppies. And okay, and also, I'm very particular of what I feed them.
Yeah,
also
very
my chickens, only organic chicken feed in the winter.
Okay. So you haven't been able to get the chickens on totally eating bugs and fending for themselves?
I cannot free-range them here. I did, and my first set of chickens were gone.
You mean somebody ate them?
I have them in a caged one, but it's very large. And they do dig for the worms, you know, after the rain.
Yeah.
And in the warmer months, you know, when I grow my garden, I throw in the greens. But in the winter months, you know, I get it from a place in Virginia, very pricey, but it's worth it. You know, yeah. I get it shipped to me, and it's, I hope, you know, I'm paying for organic, you know, chicken feed.
Okay, well, Susan, you've asked some pretty complex questions here, but we're going to try and answer them. And so just, well, you can be off the air, and I'll answer these questions while you're off the air. How about that?
Okay, but I would just like your opinion, number one, on the diatomaceous earth.
Right, I'm going to answer those.
Because I have been using that quite some years, and it seems to be working for all of us.
Okay, let me answer the distilled question first. Hey, distilled water. Distilled water is a very powerful cleansing water. And distilled water pulls out impurities and creates a situation of long-term decreased toxicity. However, it's important, I would say after about 2 years of distilled water, to at least, you can do it when you start the distilled water or later, to make sure that you're taking minerals or that you add minerals to the water. If you are actively have anything going on, say arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, whatever, it's better to drink your distilled water as is and then take the minerals separate. And so what this does is the distilled water gets to remove all the toxins, but you replace the minerals that the distilled water takes out as well. So that's distilled water. The other thing is diatomaceous earth. I personally am not a diatomaceous earth fan because I think that there are other things you can do that are more comprehensive. But diatomaceous earth, if it's working for you, great, no problem. Usually what I'll do is add bentonite clay that'll augment minerals. It's also very cleansing. It acts like a magnet and sucks in impurities. Diatomaceous earth is mildly antiparasitic, but my preference is turpentine because it has a wider spectrum in terms of killing parasites. But the diatomaceous earth is adequate for what you're doing, I mean, for your needs, and you're feeling better with it. I would stick with it until such a time, and that time may never come, but until such a time as its effectiveness appears to be declining. So that is what I would do with diatomaceous earth. Okay, so we've got these doctors who are telling everybody else to stop using alternative complementary medicine, and they themselves are using alternative and complementary medicine at a rate much higher than the population. So regular Americans, 38%. I didn't realize it was that low. 38%, whereas doctors, it's 62% among female doctors. So very, very interesting. Among male doctors, it's only 44, 45%. So what do? If you're using alternative complementary therapies, you're better off going to see a female doctor than a male doctor. Chances are, you're going to find someone who's not going to, who may not report you to the government. I'll tell you a story which really happened, and this is kind of a little discouraging. Way back when, 1990s, dark ages, 20-something years ago, I was this big booster of the Vegetarian Society, and I would refer my patients to the Veg Society to learn how to eat more vegetables. And at one of the Vegetarian Society events, I met this woman who was the wife of a local doctor. And I knew the doctor. And so I talked to her. I said, oh, my gosh, you're vegetarian. She says, oh, yes, I'm vegetarian. And the kids are vegetarian, too, you know, for health reasons, of course. And so I was talking to actually, she was a doctor, and her husband's a doctor. That's right. So I said to her, well, do you recommend a vegetarian diet to your patients? She says, oh, my goodness, of course not. I would never do that. I said, well, why? She says, well, it's not the standard of care. So literally, doctors feel comfortable withholding from patients dietary and alternative information which has been helpful for them, which, okay, my mouth just dropped open. I was shocked. It's like, wow, why would you do that, you know? But that is what's going on. It's a tragedy, but guess what? You don't have to be part of it. So when your doctor says to you, stop that alternative stuff, is unproven, chances are that doctor is using the very alternative methods that he's telling you not to use. Now, they actually got into it in the survey. They want to know what alternative methods are these doctors are using. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Then once again, you said you would come.
With financial